Begin this morning with a reading from the Juseige, which we just chanted here for our sutra chanting. So this is a section of the English translation. It's nice to reflect upon the meaning of these words that we chant so regularly at our services. Please join me in gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Gao muryoko fui dai seshu fusai shobingu se fujosho gaku. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is our first service for the month of October, and there are a couple of things that are a little maybe different from what you may have seen up here before. Do you notice anything that's a little bit different today for today's service? If you look, yeah, Nicole, what do you see? Pet and Plant Memorial Service, that's right. Yoma, did you have something to add? That's right, it says Wimpy Childhood Dog 1950s. Yeah. And there's also a picture of Daisy and a picture of Mana is up there. So these are the dogs of some of our Sangha members. And today is a special service that we do once a year to remember our beloved pets. We also show our appreciation for plants. We have lots of plants up here. What are some of the plants that you see up here, the live plants? If you look up here, what do you see? You see any plants, anything that comes from a plant up here? Right. We have flowers, we have fruit, we have manju, we have rice. Yeah?
Hana.
Hana, that's right. Hana flowers. So we have lots of flowers, lots of these things that we show our appreciation for. So in the Buddhist tradition, our Buddhist teachings, the Buddha teaches us that we should show appreciation, gratitude, and kindness, not just for other people, but also for plants and animals too. Particularly our pets bring us lots of comfort, and so we remember pets today. This month of October, we also have a special service this month. Does anyone know what the special service will be doing? It's next week. Yes, does anyone know? Eshini, Kakushini, Lady Takeko Kujo, Lady Yoshiko Otani, Buddhist Women's Association Memorial. So it's a service we have showing our appreciation for Buddhist women. And so all month I'll be wearing this wagesa. This is from the 2015 World Buddhist Women's Convention. So this is a wagesa that was made on that occasion of many Buddhist women coming together. And so as our theme for this month, as we're reflecting upon all these wonderful Buddhist women, this month we'll be talking about women poets of the Nembutsu, women who wrote poetry inspired by their appreciation of the Nembutsu. So today, I'd like to introduce you to a poet. I have a book about her here. Her name is Mrs. Misuzu Kaneko. Misuzu Kaneko. Okay, Misuzu is her pen name. The name, her given name was Teru. Teru. And so when she started writing poetry, she decided that she would not use her given name, but she would use a special name as a poet. And many authors do this. Many people who write books decide that they won't use their regular name, but they'll use a special name for when they're writing. And so Misuzu Kaneko, she was born in Japan in a place called Senzaki in Yamaguchi Prefecture in the year 1903. So she lived over 100 years ago in Japan, and she loved living in this fishing village. She loved the ocean, and she also loved books. She loved to read, and her mother ran a bookstore. Her father had passed away when she was just 3 years old, and so she lived with her mother, and she spent a lot of her time with her mother in this bookstore. And at that time, Many children did not stay in school very long. Girls especially didn't often stay in school and get a full education like we do today. But Misuzu was a little bit different because she stayed in school until she was 17. She spent a lot of time in this bookstore, so she loved books. She loved to be inspired by words, and she felt that reading books could take her and transport her to another world, another place. Does anybody here like to read books? Yeah, that's great. That's great. Books are wonderful because books can take us to someplace very special in our imagination, in our minds, places that we might not normally be able to go. And Misuzu Kaneko, she was very special because not only did books take her to all kinds of special places, but they helped her to go inside the lives and the experiences of other people and even other things. So I wanted to read some of her poetry for you today so that you can get a sense of the way that she thought and the way that she came to view the world with these very special eyes. So the first poem I'd like to read for you is called Snow Pile. Snow Pile. Snow on top must feel chilly, the cold moonlight piercing it. Snow on the bottom must feel burdened by the hundreds who tread on it. Snow in the middle must feel lonely, with neither earth nor sky to look at. So when she wrote this poem, she was thinking in her heart, what is it like to be a snowflake? Right? Have you ever thought about that? Right? Snowflakes, there's a pile of snow, the one on the top, it's chilly because it's out there, right? It's out there exposed to all the cold wind. And the one on the bottom has all the other snow is pressing down on it, right? Have you ever had somebody pile on top of you, like a brother or a sister when you're playing around, right? Well, imagine you have hundreds of thousands of people on top of you. And that's the way she could think about snowflakes. And she said, snow in the middle. Imagine being stuck in the middle of that pile, right? You can't see the beautiful moonlight outside, right? And you can't look down and see the earth. You're just surrounded by other snow, right? So she had this special heart that was able to see and think about what must that be like to live that kind of life, right? This is a heart inspired by the wisdom of the Buddha, the wisdom of the Buddha. She had another poem. This poem is about a sound. This poem is called, Are You an Echo? Are You an Echo? Okay. If I say, let's play, you say, let's play. If I say, stupid, you say, stupid. Right? If I say, I don't want to play anymore, you say, I don't want to play anymore. And then, after a while, becoming lonely, I say, sorry. You say, sorry. Are you just an echo? No, you are everyone, right? Everybody has these feelings, right? And the way that we treat one another, right? That's reflected. We reflect that in each other. Many different ways, right? Everybody experiences these things in a similar way. Misuzu Kaneko, when she looked around the world, she thought about all kinds of possibilities. She thought about the ways that things are and the ways that they might be. She had a big, big heart. There's one of my favorite poems in this book is called Bird, Bell, and I. It's a beautiful poem. A few of these I'd like to read also in Japanese so that you can get a feel for the beautiful Japanese language. So she originally wrote these poems in Japanese and they've been translated in English. So this one I'll read in English first and then I'll read the Japanese so we can all hear this together. Even if I spread my arms wide, I can't fly through the sky. But still, the little bird who flies can't run on the ground as fast as I. Even if I shake my body about, no pretty sound comes out. But still, the tinkling bell doesn't know as many songs as I. Bird, bell, and I, we're all different, and that's just fine.
私が両手を広げても、おそろはちょっとも飛べないが、飛べる小鳥は私のように地べたを速くは走れない。私が体を譲っても、きれいな音は出ないけど、あの鳴る鈴は私のようにたくさんな歌は知らないよ。鈴と小鳥と、それから私、みんな違って、みんないい。
Perhaps, the most famous poem that, Misuzu Kaneko wrote is called Big Catch. Big Catch. So remember I said she lived in a fishing village? And this was a place where people would catch fish, right? And so when fishermen, they go out to catch fish, what do they try to do? Yeah, Dilma?
Catch fish.
Catch fish? How many fish? One fish? One little sardine?
A dozen?
A dozen? Maybe even more, right? Because when they catch fish, they need to eat those fish themselves. They want to sell them to feed their family. Right? So let's listen to this poem and think about that. Think about what it must be like to live in a fishing village. At sunrise, a glorious sunrise, it's a big catch of sardines. On the beach, it's like a festival, but in the sea, they will hold funerals for the tens of thousands of dead.
朝焼け、小焼けだ。大漁だ。大梅わしの大漁だ。浜は祭りのようだけど、海の中では何万のイワシの弔いするだろう。
So she could think about what is it like?To be a fish, right? What are the experience of the fish? Right? That's what we think about today. We think about our pets, we think about our plants, think about what is it like to live their lives. And in this way, we get a little taste of this idea of compassion, thinking about other people. When we hear the words Namo Amida Butsu, we hear the Buddha's great compassion speaking to us.We hear the Buddha's wish, the Buddha thinking about what's it like to be Henry? What's it like to be David? What's it like to be Mrs. Hirabayashi? Right? Thinking about the experience of others and the Buddha thinking about us, thinking about the difficulties we face in our lives, provided us with his teachings to be a source of guidance for us so that we can open these eyes, seeing others with kindness and hearing and feeling the great compassion, the awakened one.So I'd like to conclude by reading one more poem. This poem, I think, is particularly suitable for us today because it's about people doing something similar to what we're doing. This poem is called Whale Memorial. Whale Memorial. Remember Mrs. Kaneko? She lived in a fishing village. One of the things that people in Japan used to do 100 years ago was they would catch whales.They would catch whales, and those whales would provide food. They would use the whale's fat, the blubber, for all kinds of manufacturing and making things. So catching whales was an important part of their livelihood. But they also, the people felt compassion. So every year they would have a memorial service, similar to the one we're doing today, remembering the whales. Okay? So I want to read this poem for all of you. Whale Memorial. The Whale Memorial Service
is at the end of spring, at the time of the flying fish harvest. When the bell at the seaside temple is struck, its sound rippling across the water. The village fishermen, in their best clothes, hurry for the temple on the shore. While alone in the open sea, a whale child weeps in longing for its dead father and mother. How far the bell resounds across the waters.
Kujira hoe. Kujira hoe wa haru no kure. Umi ni tobi wo toreru koro. Hama no otera de naru kane ga. Yurete minomo wo wataru toki. Mura no ryōshi ga haori kite. Hama no otera e isogu toki. Oki de kujira no kō ga hitori. Sono naru kane o kiki nagara. Shinda tōsama, kāsama o. Koishi to naite imasu. Umi no omote o kane no oto wa umi no doko made hibiku yara.
So I'm going to put this book in the temple library, and if you'd like, you can check it out. I'm going to leave it out for the adult discussion. So for adult discussion, I encourage everyone to look through this book, read some of the poems together, and talk about your impressions. And then I encourage all of you to take turns reading it. It's a wonderful book with lots of information about Misuzu Kaneko's life, as well as many of her poems. Not all of them, but many of them translated into English, and with the original Japanese there too. So in conclusion, I'd like to once again hear these words of the Buddha that echo in our hearts. The Buddha's compassion that resonates in our lives. Please join me in Gassho. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.